Hey everyone, it's your health bestie Barbara. In our last episode, we discussed understanding Zen, a journey into non-duality. Zen offers a powerful and comprehensive path to understanding ourselves and the world. It challenges our conventional perceptions of separation, guiding us toward the realization of non-duality and our inherent original nature. Through the dedicated practice of Zazen, sitting without dualistic thoughts, practitioners cultivate both physical stillness and mental clarity. Zen is a holistic discipline recognizing the inseparable connection between our physical bodies and our spiritual development. By embracing this path, individuals can embark on a transformative journey, leading to profound peace, wisdom, and a deeper connection to all existence. In this episode, we will discuss Zen, absorption, and practice. The housewife practicing Zen. Let's start with a brief example of a housewife who took a short break from her work and did Zazen in an upstairs room of her house. She thought only 5 or 6 minutes had passed when she heard noises downstairs. She went to look and found that it was already the next morning and her family was busily getting breakfast ready. This kind of experience is not limited to those who do Zazen. It is an experience available to anyone to a greater or lesser degree when you do anything to your utmost, even in your daily life. At the very least, if you always check to see whether self and other objects are separated or joined and see where you yourself are standing, you will also know whether the direction of your Zen training is correct or mistaken. This passage points to a classic Zen insight about the disappearance of the ordinary self or self versus the world. The story about the woman thinking only a few minutes had passed when actually the whole night had gone by is used as an example of complete absorption, a state where the usual self-conscious mind temporarily falls away. In Zen, this can happen during Zazen, seated meditation, but the text says it can also happen in ordinary life whenever someone gives themselves fully to an activity. The highlighted part is especially important. Check to see whether self and other objects are separated or joined. This asks, are you experiencing yourself as a separate observer standing apart from life, or are you directly participating in experience without that constant mental division? Zen often treats excessive separation between me and what I'm doing as a kind of distortion created by conceptual thinking. So when the text says, you will also know whether the direction of your Zen training is correct or mistaken, it means, if practice makes you more present, less divided, less trapped in self-consciousness, your practice is moving in the right direction. If practice strengthens ego, abstraction, spiritual pride, or detachment from life, something has gone off course. The interesting thing is that the author deliberately expands this beyond formal meditation. They're saying the same quality can appear in art, work, sports, caring for someone, cooking, writing, even ordinary daily tasks. Whenever attention becomes total and the sensation of separate I softens, it's very close to what modern psychology sometimes calls flow, though Zen gives it a deeper existential meaning. So let's go further into flow. How is it different from what a person normally does? Most of the time, human attention is fragmented. Even while doing one thing, the mind is usually split into layers. The activity itself, commentary about the activity, concern about oneself, memory, anticipation, evaluation, For example, while eating dinner, a person may simultaneously be replaying a conversation, worrying about tomorrow, checking their image, wondering whether they're succeeding mentally, narrating everything. In Zen terms, this creates a division between me, the observer, controller, evaluator, and what is happening. The passage talks about moments when that division weakens or disappears. Ordinary consciousness. Normally, experience feels like, I'm here doing this thing. There is a center, me, an object, the task, and a constant stream of self-reference. The self-reference consumes enormous mental energy. You can notice it in simple moments. Am I doing this right? How do I look? What does this mean about me? When will this end? What should happen next? Even pleasure is often diluted by commentary. While listening to music, part of the mind evaluates the music. While talking, part of the mind monitors oneself talking. While relaxing, part of the mind checks whether relaxation is working. Zen sees this constant self-monitoring as a source of alienation and suffering. The flow. What modern psychology calls flow is a temporary reduction of this fragmentation. A person becomes so completely engaged that action and awareness merge. Self-consciousness decreases. Time perception changes. Effort feels different. Attention stabilizes. Athletes describe the game slowed down. I wasn't thinking, it was just happening. Musicians, the music played itself. Writers, hours disappeared. Surgeons, dancers, programmers, climbers, craftspeople, even parents caring for children can experience this. The important thing is the activity is no longer being continuously filtered through self-reference. There is just running, painting, listening, breathing, typing, washing dishes. The woman in the story that we discussed earlier entered deep absorption in Zazen that ordinary clock time disappeared from experience. But Zen means something deeper than flow. Zen would say ordinary flow states are glimpses, not the end point. Flow usually depends on special conditions, intense engagement, high skill, challenge, emotional investment. And afterward, the ordinary ego structure returns. Zen asks, what if this undivided way of experiencing were not temporary? Not necessarily permanent ecstasy, but a more fundamental shift in how experiences live. The aim is not trance, escape, blankness, mystical intoxication. Instead, it is direct, unseparated presence. Very ordinary, very immediate. A Zen teacher might say, when hungry, eat. When tired, sleep. This may sound trivial until you notice how rarely people actually do only that. Usually when eating, we scroll, we think, we plan, compare, consume mentally. The body is eating, the mind is elsewhere. Zen practice trains reunification of attention. Why does time disappear? So the sense of time depends heavily on self-monitoring and memory tracking. When attention becomes unified, the mental narration weakens, the observer weakens, internal checkpoints disappear. Without constant self-reference, there are fewer markers dividing the experience into measured segments, so 5 hours can feel like 5 minutes. This happens in meditation, deep creative work, emergency situations, intense sports, profound conversation, even moments of awe. Self and other objects are separated or joined. This line is central. Normally, experience feels dualistic. Subject here, object there. I am looking at the tree. But in deep absorption, the separation softens, not philosophically, experientially. There is simply seeing, hearing, moving, breathing. The self is no longer standing outside experience, inspecting it. Zen is deeply interested in this because it suspects the ordinary sense of separateness is partly constructed by thought. Not fake, but not as solid as it seems. What makes Zen different from dissociation or zoning out? This is crucial. Zen absorption is vivid, awake, responsive, intimate with reality. Not dullness. A person zoning out becomes less present. A person in Zen presence becomes more present. The mind is quieter, but perception is sharper. That's why many traditions emphasize ordinary tasks, posture, breathing, attention to small actions. The point is not escaping life. The point is entering it completely. The paradox. The more aggressively someone tries to achieve flow or enlightenment, the more self-consciousness they often become. Because now there is me trying to attain a special state. Zen repeatedly undermines this tendency. The correct direction mentioned in the passage means less grasping, less division, less fixation on self, greater immediacy, greater intimacy with ordinary life, not becoming superhuman, often becoming simpler. Next week, we'll go further into what is Zazen. This is Barbara with Health Solutions Today. Remember, love lives here. We'll talk soon.